and just released today a new emergency readiness report ranking states across the country. The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation found that Hawaii fell short of the national average, but overall did make good progress since the last review. The report looked at six areas. In one area, healthcare delivery, Hawaii ranked better than other states. This morning, we talked to Anna Goodman Hoover, a researcher with the University of Kentucky College of Public Health, about our progress overall.
The National Health Security Preparedness Index is really the only tool we have in the U.S. right now to track a wide constellation of capabilities and activities related to health security and preparedness longitudinally, so over time. We've been producing the index here at the University of Kentucky for the last three releases, but it actually predates us, and there have to date been five releases of the index. So over that time, we've been able to track how well the nation is prepared to respond to public health emergencies, and we have found some interesting things in that time, including, you know, we're very happy that at the national level, we have seen improvement each year of the index. It's been slow improvement, it's been incremental improvement, but we are at a stage of 7.1 out of a scale of 10 right now. And that has represented about an 11% increase nationally over time. Now, because states face different kinds of hazards and risks, we don't really rank the index. We don't really rank states within the index because it wouldn't make a lot of sense to be thinking about Montana's capability, for example, for responding to a hurricane. But what we do is we look at the broad capabilities to respond to a variety of incidents, and some of those might be natural disasters or disease outbreaks or terrorist events, but how prepared states are to respond to that wide array of activities. And unfortunately, Hawaii is among the states that sort of fall below the national average, and it is by no means alone in that capacity. We do see wide regional disparities in preparedness across the U.S., with states in the Northeast having showing generally higher levels of health security than states in, for example, the Southwest or the Mountain West or other parts of the South. And Alaska and Hawaii both fall a little bit below the line for average preparedness around the U.S.
Overall, though, the progress has been good. That we've been making strides.
Yes. Hawaii has seen some improvement over time. Nationally, we have seen some improvement. And part of the challenge when you're looking at all of the states is that some states just improve faster than others. So a state might be improving in a given area, but at the same time still be not quite at the national average because other states are improving faster. In Hawaii, for example, you've seen improvements in an area of the index that we track called incident and information management, where we look at capabilities for deploying people and supplies, money, information where they're needed in the event of a large-scale emergency. And though Hawaii still lags the national average in that area, it has seen improvements over the years.
Right, and I'm looking at the figures. In 2013, we scored 7.4. This year, it's 8.2, and the national average is 8.8. So overall, we did pretty good in that area.
Exactly. And incident information management is really an area where nationally we are doing quite well. That is our highest scoring area of the index. So, as I said, improving is terrific, and sometimes it's just hard to keep pace with that particular area because we have such a high score nationally to begin with. Now, other areas like healthcare delivery, we're not doing as well on nationally. So healthcare delivery is actually our lowest scoring area, and that's thinking about the resilience of the healthcare system in the face of an emergency. So how many, say, emergency medical technicians and paramedics do we have available? What percentage of the state lives near a trauma center? What percent of the hospitals have top quality rankings? So in healthcare delivery, we're really sort of lagging as a nation, but that's the good news for Hawaii because Hawaii is actually above the national average in that particular area. It's among the leading states in terms of healthcare delivery capabilities. And since that is an area of concern nationally, perhaps Hawaii has some opportunity to share its successes and help inform other states that are needing to move along in that area about what's working in Hawaii.
And the thing is, Hawaii has special challenges that most places across the country don't, because we're an island state. And so when you consider the geographic challenges that we have to meet, the fact that we scored higher than the national average probably speaks volumes there.
I think it does. I think it really does. And when you consider that geographic challenge, perhaps it makes sense some of the areas in which the state could experience from learning from some of its peers across the U.S. And one area that comes to mind that could bring particular geographic challenges is an area we call countermeasure management, which is about the state's ability to store and deploy medical and pharmaceutical supplies that protect against diseases and toxic agents. So you might be thinking about vaccines, prescription drugs, masks or gloves or other kinds of medical equipment, and some of the challenges of deploying those kinds of equipment, those kinds of materials to an island state. It kind of makes sense that, for example, in countermeasure management, the state might be more challenged.
Right, and we did improve slightly over 2013, but still below the national average in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And one other area where we actually went down was health security surveillance. Talk about that.
Well, health security surveillance, what we mean by that is really how able is a state to detect and monitor health threats, to identify hazards when they start and spread. So what kind of a surveillance system for infectious disease, for example, do state health departments have in place? And are state health departments able to report and exchange surveillance-related information about disease with national databases? There are also issues of the kinds of tests that states can perform for infectious diseases like measles or malaria or even rabies. What are the capabilities that the state public health lab either has or oversees at another lab to make sure that there is sort of a chain of command there, that they are in the loop when threats emerge?
And one other area that you did look at was community planning and engagement. We did make some progress there, but just slightly below the national average.
Exactly. And community planning and engagement is an exciting area that we've seen a lot of growth in over the five releases of the index. And what we're talking about with that is maintaining supportive relationships among not just government agencies, but also government agencies with community organizations and with individual households. And how are these different sectors working together to help develop shared plans that allow them to respond to hazards successfully? So when we're thinking about community planning engagement, we might be thinking about healthcare preparedness coalitions. You know, what different sectors are engaging in the work of making sure the medical system is resilient in a disaster. And we're also thinking about things like children and vulnerable populations. So are child care providers or kindergarten through 12th grade schools required to have disaster plans or evacuation plans or family reunification plans? So those kinds of measures really let us know how well governmental agencies are working with other sectors to advance health security.
And this report was originally developed by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
That is correct. I believe they first began discussing it around 2011, 2012, and issued the first release in 2013. Then about 2 years later, in 2015, after the second release, the production of the index moved to the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and we at the University of Kentucky have been the program office doing the work of building the index with many stakeholder groups. We have a national advisory committee of subject matter experts, many of whom you would recognize their names probably. We have work groups. We have a variety of mechanisms by which we bring people who really know about the world of preparedness into helping us think about, are we measuring it right? Are we looking at the right aspects of health security? Are there capabilities we're missing? And is there data out there that we really need that we're not getting right now?
Right. And all these reports and reviews kind of help give us maybe validation where we're doing things right.
Absolutely. I think there are opportunities for states to look at where they are performing really well and look at those strengths and share those strengths with other states. And then there are opportunities to say, where can we learn from other states? Where are other states really hitting the nail on the head here, and what can we learn from that?
That was Anna Goodman Hoover of the University of Kentucky discussing the details of the Robert Wood Foundation's report about states' preparedness.